Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. So, how do you sound and look good on camera when you're talking? Now, you don't even really need that good of a great camera. I use the camera on my phone half the time for my stuff on. You see me online. You do need good lighting. It can make a difference in how you look, if you look bright and happy. Don't use like harsh lights. Try and get a ring light if you can, or a warm light or a reading light. I get them on Amazon. Get them wherever. And have like a soft one that flatters your face. It's got like a warm light or a reading light, not the bright white lights. Get something with like a lower density. Now, your camera angle as well. Don't have it like underneath you where you're looking up your nose. Come on, girls, let's sort that one out. Have the camera looking into your eyes would be very helpful. Don't have it underneath your chin. You don't need a double chin for no reason. Why would you do that? It's just not flattering. Now your clothes, my lovely. Now, I ain't the fashion guru police. Okay, but you do need to wear something that's obviously comfortable to sit in the camera. You want to look cute, of course, and feel good. Solid colours look good. Sometimes, you know, if you wear like, you know, that zebra colour or lots of mini tiny polka dots, they can look funny on some cameras. And if you move, sometimes they leave a funny, I don't know, pixelated mark. So be very careful about what you're wearing and what you're mixing it up with. Don't have noisy clothes on, particularly when I do my voiceover stuff. I try not to wear like meshes or plastic or levers. I don't wear them type of things anyway, because they make noise and they can make you sweat and stuff. You get a squeaky kind of sound. So wear, inverted commas, quiet clothes if you're recording on camera, because you don't want to be talking here behind it. So just for the camera, don't have like your busy stripes and patterns and that. It can be distracting because, you know, whenever you see TV presenters, they're not wearing all those busy body clothes. They look cute, but not busy body clothes, yeah? And this one, makeup and hair. Like if you're wearing makeup, just make it look as natural as possible. Because sometimes, I mean, I love a smoky eye, girls. I learned it when I went to MAC a while ago. And I think I'm the boom when I wear it. But that don't always look good on camera. And I don't know if you've ever seen girls where they put underneath the concealer, and then on camera, because they're using like a cheap one, it makes their face look ghost white. You don't want that look, dear. So be careful of what makeup you're using. It works well on camera. Because some of them can look, make you look like, was it? Deformed up. So make sure it enhances your features without being too heavy or noticeable. I love lipstick, although I always forget it in my bag, you know. I think lipstick really brightens up your face, whether it's a natural colour, beige colour. Pinks look really good. Reds, I'm still not won over, but some people look really good with red. Your posture as well. It can make a big difference in how you look and how you sound and how you feel. So stand up straight, pull your shoulders up, girl, and just avoid the slouch, because it looks like you're not interested in what you're saying or who's speaking, okay? And smile. Always smile when you speak on camera. It brightens up your face. You look more engaged. You look more approachable. It helps what you're saying sound more friendly, more trustworthy, okay? And your background. Make sure your background is appropriate. There's no problem. You know, we've all been there and done that. You're sitting in front of the kitchen. Don't have like your naked baby walking past or your husband in your boxers, whatever. Make sure it's like a pleasant background. Not too much happening in at the back. You know, neutral, solid colour would work, or just like a nice bookcase or a picture. Keep it really simple, but not distracting. And your audio, I can't take it when people leave me voice notes or they're on camera and you can't hear it. It's like, what are you talking about? I can't hear you. So make sure the audio is clear and you've got a good microphone, good quality, because it can really negatively impact what you're trying to say, the power of what you're trying to say, if you can't really hear what the person's saying. And as I say, practice, my dear, practice, practice, practice. It don't make perfect, it makes progress. That's what we want. We want progress. So try recording yourself, have a WhatsApp voice note. Always try and WhatsApp voice note if you don't annoy your friends too much. Record yourself on camera, see how you look, Are you looking in the camera? Is your hand gesture supporting what you're saying? Does your chair need to be higher or lower? Or your shirt that you picked, it don't look quite good on camera. So whenever you're supposed to go on camera for an interview or a meeting or whatever, just record yourself for a minute and just look back and see, like, do you look okay? Do you sound okay? Just check it, okay? Because things change in between meetings and through the day as well, okay? So I hope, my lovelies, those have helped you. You need good lighting, good camera angle, supportive clothing, complementary makeup, posture, your smile and your background needs to kind of work with the situation, good audio and practice. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I know that you are much more confident in speaking with confidence like never before. If you got loads from the gems and tips that I shared on this episode, I want to help you a little bit more. All right, my love, I love giving out like templates and resources that help you, and I've got an amazing one that's going to help you, a very short, compact speaking tips template, which is on my website, leanturner.com, and I think this will be the game changer for you. It's short, bold, brief and powerful, short, unlike myself who's a tall girl, and I just think sometimes you just need a little quick bit of a PDF to just keep on your phone or on your laptop just to kind of get you going in the right confident speaking mindset before you go into that interview, before you go into that challenging conversation, before you go into your appraisal at work, or you know, you go onto that date. You just need it all in a succinct little part. I got you, my dear. Go onto my website, leanturner.com, and get yourself a copy of the speaking tips PDF template and get yourself speaking confidently with this short, powerful notes reminder just for you. Thank you so much for listening.